Today we're going to continue on Daf Chaf Dalar Amud Beis and Bava Metzia, and we're going to encounter a major sugya, which is the sugya of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda have a shaka of Azul Basrei de Mar Shmuel Beshuka de Beidaisa. So Rabbi Yehuda is following behind Mar Shmuel. Shmuel apparently gets a title. He's called Mar Shmuel. We know that Rav Yehuda was a student of both Rav and Shmuel, but he's following behind his Rebbe, behind Shmuel, in the Shuka de Beidaisa. Who remembers what that is? Which marketplace?
Oatmeal.
The oatmeal marketplace. Right? Who would have guessed? Okay, in the oatmeal marketplace, the marketplace where they make cereal based on grinding wheat. Amarlay, Mutzakan Araniki Mahu. What happens if I find a wallet? Amarlay, Hame Elu Shalom. Right? So apparently we have Yehuda asked Shmuel, what happens if I find a wallet? And Shmuel responds, Hame Elu Shalom, you get to keep it. No? Just the Lashon, Elu is plural. Right? It should probably be Hare Zeh Shalom, not Hare Elu Shalom, but I think because there's so many Mishnayos that have many lists and they say Hare Elu Shalom, so we just adopt that Lashon. Fine. So the first statement is you get to keep it. Then Zok the Gemara, Ba Yisrael V'Nasan Bo Simen Nahu. What happens if a Jew comes and he gives a Simen? Amar Lei Chayiv L'Hachzir. So he said, oh, okay, if you give a Simen, so then you have to return it to the guy who gave the Simen. So the Gemara asks, Tarti. Right? Tarity means that there are two statements that are contradictory. You're saying you get to keep it, but you're saying you have to return to the guy. Right? I get to keep it because it's Rove Nachrim, let's say. Right? It's Makom Sharab Mitzvim Shom. So how can I have to return it to the guy when he gives a simen? So Amarlei, right? Amarlei Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. This is Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. I return it above the letter of the law. The strict law would be that you don't return it. Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, then you do return it. That's what the Gemara says. Now, there is another girsa in this Gemara. The way we have the Gemara, Tarti is a question that the Stama de Gemara asks, or Rav Yehuda is asking Tarti, but we don't have that Rav Yehuda responds Tarti. But Shmuel paskins that you do it, that you return it lefnim mishuras hadin, and he brings a proof, right? So there's two girsos, whether it's Amarlei Tarti or just Tarti. But ultimately it's the same thing. Right? Ki ha de avuha de Shmuel, ashkechano chamori b'mad b'ra, v'adrinu l'marayhu l'basa treser yachei shata, lifnim mishuras hadin. Like Shmuel's father found these, what a chamre b'mad b'ra? Donkeys in the desert, and he returned it to the owners after 12 months, lifnim mishuras hadin. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. Effectively, Shmuel is saying that you should return it lifnim mishuras hadin, and Shmuel is proving it from an episode that happened with his father. Right? It's based on an episode that happened with his father. Now,
isn't that the very fact that he's doing that through
No, Adarabba, the fact that his father, who's a great Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik, did this, proves that that's the right thing to do, right? And the proper thing is, Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, that one should return the donkeys after a year, right? And also you should return an item that you find in the marketplace of oatmeal. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So far, so good? Simple Gemara. Now, there is a big machlokes harishonim, a general machlokes, that is found as 2 days in the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Yud Beis. Simin Yud Beis, Se'if Beis in the Ramah, there are two opinions, and it's a machlokes between the Mordechai and the Rush over here. And that is, what is the nature of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin? Right? From the Gemara, what impression do you get? Is Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, is it a Chiyuv, or is Lefnim Mishuras Hadin above the law? What would you say Lefnim Mishuras Hadin is?
We have to read the next story.
What?
I think read the next story, it's clear.
from the next story.
Yeah.
What's the next story? What do you
mean? He doesn't say, give it back. He says, you know, right? There's no, the next statement omits, the next story omits, it's the same case.
And it omits returning to get the Nimishur as headed. Okay, so again, the next story is that some different players, maybe they don't hold of Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, but there are certainly halachos of Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, right? There are halachos that I should go above the call of duty. Is that an obligation or is it not obligatory? The pashtus would be, what would you say if I'd ask you? I wake up at
not obligatory. Room.
What?
Not obligatory.
Not obligatory, right? Isn't that the pashtus? The problem is a diuk in our Gemara, and it's a very strong diuk in our Gemara, that Lefnim Meshuras Hadin is genuinely obligatory. What's the diuk in our Gemara? What? Chayiv Lahachzir. Now, remember, there are two statements. Statement one is Hare Elu Shalom, right? Statement two is Chayiv Lahachzir. Right? Frek the Gemara Tarti, these two statements contradict each other. So the Gemara answers, oh, when I said Chayiv Lahachzir, I meant Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. You get the impression that Lefnim Meshuras Hadin is a bona fide chiyuv. Just the diuk in the Gemara, right? You picked up on this? Right, you only got it. Right? The diuk in the Gemara is mevuar that Lefnim Meshuras Hadin is a real chiyuv. Zuck the Mordechai, that this is absolutely correct lahalacha. Right, the Mordechai in Simin Reish Nun Zayin at the end. Mordechai is Mordechai ben Hillel. He died in the Rheinfleisch massacres of 1286. He's a Talmud of the Maharam of Rutenberg, a major German Rishon, right? So the Mordechai writes, Ashkachna in Perek HaGoyzov Basra, the Chayiv is Bibol Latzes Yidei Shamayim. Right? He quotes another Gemara that uses the word Chayiv, but tells me it's Bibol Latzes Yidei Shamayim. In other words, right, that it's not a chiyuv that Bezdin imposes, but it's a chiyuv of Bala Tseis Yidei Shamayim. V'kevan d'chazin d'av kaifi lehu, hachi, k'di isa soperk ha'umnim, gam anan kaifinon l'nebad lifnim mishuras hadim im hayecholas biyado la'asos. Zuck the Mordechai, we as Bezdin will be kaifinon to do lifnim mishuras hadim. Right? What's kaifina mean?
Force him.
Right? Now, there is a discussion in Poskim. What does kfiya mean? There are two ways of understanding kfiya. Kfiya could mean kfiya bishotim, that you force a guy with, what's a shotim?
Whips
or sticks, that you use corporal punishment to beat the living daylights out of the guy until he agrees with the Fezdin. Or kfiya could mean bidiburim, that I say, listen to us. And I say, if you don't do this, you are a bum and a jerk and a lowlife.
Talking about with a
so by, we say by a get, we koifanais ashiyem eroitza ani. In most cases, kviya by a get, when it's done, if it's done, is, right, physically, right? They take the guy to the cemetery, middle of the night, and they say, sir, by tonight, either your wife is going to be a grusha or an almana. The choice is yours.
You really do that?
Almost never, but why not is a very good question. It's a very good question. Honestly, we're scared of doing kfiya today. When we do a kfiya, the one kfiya case I was once on in the Bezdin, right, we don't usually do actual kfiya. What we do is we impose sanctions on the guy called Harchokos de Rabbeinu Tam. The Harchokos de Rabbeinu Tam are a set of sanctions Rabbeinu Tam sent in terms of not davening with a minyan, etc. That's what we impose. We don't do. We're scared. We're mamish scared that maybe we're getting the din wrong and a get me'usaf. The get is force. The can get could mamish be puzzle. So. What?
Why are they going to get it wrong?
Because the halachas aren't so clear. The siman in Shulchan Aruch about when you're allowed to force a get, when you're not allowed to force a get, is a very complicated siman. The one case I was on was a terrible case, a Nebuch case. You weren't 100% sure. You're never 100% sure. Fine. And then, now what does the Mordechai mean? That if the guy has the ability to then we force you.
So the Mordechai means that we are kaifinon im ashiru. If you are rich, then we force you to return the item. Again, in case that's Raiv Akum, you find the stuff, it's presumably after Yeyush, let's say, we return it. If you're a rich guy, that is the Shita on the Mordechai. The Mordechai's opponent in this situation is the Rush. The Rush tells us that we do not do Kfiya on Lifnim Meshuras Hadin. The last line in the Rush in Simen Zayin, the Rush writes, well, actually, no, the last one in this paragraph is in Zayin, Lav de Kaifinan Lei, De Ein Kaifin La Asais Lifnim Meshuras Hadin. The Rush says that we do not actually force you to do it. The Ramah understood that there is a machlokas. Ramah in Choshe Mishpat Simin Yud Beis Seif Beis understands that there is a machlokas between the Mordechai and the Rush as to whether we are kofer on the Fnim Meshuras Hadin. But comes along the Pisrei Tshuva, and the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in the Rebbe Reb Yonason Eibshitz in the Sefer Tumim that Reb Yonason Eibshitz wrote the Urim V'Tumim on Choshe Mishpat. And Reb Yonason Eibshitz says that there's no machlokas between the Mordechai and the Rush. When the Rush says that we're not kaife, that means that we're not kaife zat Reb Yonason bishaitim. We don't physically beat you up. Right? When the Mordechai says we are kaife, the Mordechai means that we are kaife bidiburim, that we speak to you. And we tell you, you are a bum if you don't do this. But there is no machlokas. There is no machloikas between the Rush and the Mordechai. That is the conclusion of the Pisrei Tshuva, quoting from Reb Yonason Eibshitz. Now, if we hold that we are kaifa on Lefnim Meshuras Hadins, right? Again, it's two opinions in the Ramah, and according to Pesach Tshuva, we certainly are kaifa. Everyone agrees that we're kofer b'diburim. So how come what Stefan mentioned, the next Gemara, when they are in the Shuka de Galadoy, they are in the leather tanner's shuk, right? Let's read that Gemara also, okay? So apparently, different marketplaces specialized in different things. No,
but so each we're saying each item.
These are stories that happen. The guy was in the oatmeal shuk, and he asked a shayla about if I find a wallet. The next case is, let's say I'm not in the oatmeal shuk. Let's say I'm in the leather tanner's shuk, right? Or the rabbi's shuk. What do they sell in the rabbi's shuk? I guess they sell rabbis or something. I'm not sure, right?
Well,
I'm confused
about that.
What?
I'll get that question.
Maybe. Why does it matter what shuka?
Just, I mean, again, right, shuka de Rabbanon is probably Rov Yisrael.
That makes no sense.
What? No.
That's shuka in general.
Remember, we have a shiloh whether Reb Shimon ben Elazar made a statement by Rov Yisrael or by Rov Nachman.
But
all these stories in the Gemara are meant to get us to turn those wheels and to think as Lamdonim, right, about the cases. But the next story says that Rava is following Rav Nachman Bishuka de Galadoy Ve'amrila Bishuka de Rabbanon. He asked him, Motzakan Arniki Mahu? He said, you got to keep it. Baisov Nasuva Simon Mahu? He says, Hamelo Shalom. Frank the Gemara, Haloi Oimed Vitzoy Veyach. Isn't the guy screaming, right? And he's saying, what do you mean? Right? What do you mean? Right? How come you get to keep it? The guy is screaming that it's mine, it's mine. Zakli man, no. Na'asa ketzoyveyach ha-beis ho-shanofa va-asuinas ho-shetva av-ayom. You're screaming on spilled milk. Right? I could scream, but I lost it. No? My screaming doesn't matter. Now, this Gemara seems to imply that the hetter b'makom sherov is not based on yeyush, but it's based on I don't know hefker, but that an item in the makom sherov nachrim mitsuyim I get to keep, right? Maybe it's like a zuto shoyam type of idea.
Well,
And even in B'makom Sharoiv Yisrael, I get to keep it. It's not based on Yesh. If it's based on Yeyosh, the fact that I'm screaming and I'm saying, I'm not Miyayish, that Lecha Ora should prove that I really was not Miyayish, right? So this Gemara says I get to keep it even though you're screaming. That seems to imply that the Heter is not Yeyosh. Lecha Ora, that there's a special din that when you lose an item in a public space, that it's ke'ilu, you lost your ownership automatically. This point is raised by the... turn in the Rush. You guys have the Rush? Turn the Rush to being a Simin Vav. The Rush tells us, remember, we had a bunch of cases that Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, if I find an item, Bisratia, Platia, or Matzo, Minha Ariyo, Minha Doiv, Minha Nomer, Minha Bardalus, right, remember? Right? And Malkum Sharab and Mitsuyin Shum, so it's permitted, Mitnei Shabayla Misya Ashen. So all the Rishonim jump up and down and say, 1 second, is Yeyosh going on Zutzo Shayam also, or is Yeyosh only going on the case of Rab and Mitsuyim? So the Rush comments, and many we show them, the Rush, Rash, Baritva, right, the first little piece of the Rush in Simon Vav, he says, Hai Misya'ashin Asratya Uplatya V'rabim Mitsuyin Shamkoi. The din of Yeyosh is going on Sratya, Platya, etc. Avo Enoch, but the other cases, Afilu Omeid V'tzeveyach, Nasik V'tzeveyach Abeso Shanofal. In other words, Zuck the Rush, the case of Rabim Mitsuyin Sham is based on Yeyosh, no? So, in fact, the pilpula charifta, right? What does Shimi call him? The sharp pepper, right? It's a sharp pepper man in letter Aleph. Look at what he says. Mashma di ilu tzoyveach yud bichayev lahachzir. In the case of Rabbi Mitzuyin Shom, it's based on Yeyosh. So, therefore, if I scream, I bichayev lahachzir. Vitema milakamon gabeshuka de galdoi. He says, and what? We asked this kash already, no? So this Gemara is very difficult. The Maram Shif has some answer to the Kasha. I don't think I fully understood his answer, but the Maram Shif tries to address this Kasha. It's a strong question. The Pashtus in this Gemara is that the din of Rabbi Mitzuyin Shem is not based on Yeyush, and that's so sir the Yisod that the Rush developed at being a Simin Vav. Now,
you said the Ritva said it is not Yeyush.
Yes. But Tosis and the Ritva had a machlokes. Which of the two reasons is the primary reason? That Tosis
said that Yeyosh is for one weird case.
Correct. The real reason is based on Rove.
Okay, and so the Rive, that's good. Tosis is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Rive is not.
Though. Now, but how come there's no Lifnim Mishuras Hadin in this case? In this case, a Shuka de Galandoy, the case that I find the item in the tanner's Shuk, right? Is that how you spell it? I think it is. Right? Or if it's a shuk and rabbonon, so the din is I'm supposed to return it. The Rishonim asked, I'm supposed to return it. Why? Lecha ora, right? I should. Why am I allowed to keep it? Thank you. Why did I say Rei Lishalot? I should have to return it. Lecha hapachos lefnim mishuras hadin. So the answer that they give is based on this line. See, if you look in the Mordechai, right? The next little piece of the Mordechai, he quotes in the Ravya that we don't do lefnim mishuras hadin when the motzei is an ani and the bal aveda is an ashir. The din of lefnim mishuras hadin is only required, I go beyond, if I have the wherewithal. But if I'm a poor man and I find the item, right? So I'm not supposed to return it to the rich guy because the rich guy is really supposed to be supporting me. Remember, the lomdus of tzedakah is not that I'm supposed to take money that's mine and give it to you. Tzedakah, well, right, really means to a certain extent that it's tzedek. It's just, right? It's like almost a communist ideal, no? That money is supposed to be equitably distributed. When I give to you, it's not that I'm doing you a big favor and I'm giving to you. So the pshat over here is if I'm an ani and I find this item, so you're not going to say, oh, lefnim mishur said, I should return it to you. The answer is that no, me as an ani, I'm not supposed to return it to you, because as an ani, I'm supposed to keep it, because you, the usher, really have a chiyuv to support me anyway as an ani. Right? I think, and this, by the way, is paskin, one second, in Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Nun Tes. We paskin that after Yeyush, I should return an aveda lefnim mishuras hadin, but an ani, a poor person, doesn't have lefnim mishuras hadin, based on this Gemara. So apparently what we're saying is that the two Gemaras, Gemara 1 is talking about Rav Yehuda was a wealthy guy, the Mordechai is saying, but Rava was poor. That's what emerges from the Mordechai's understanding. Yeah? Arya, you had a comment?
Yeah, doesn't the, isn't like one opinion, just like a philosophy, or I don't know, like some group that says, basically, the money is not really yours in general. If, like, if you're a rich person,
money that really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Should not be used for any luxuries. It should be used for...
Okay. I think that's all true, but what I'm saying is that the lumpness of stuff it is that it's not the pshat that I give you $1,000 of mine and I give it to you. The pshat is that the Torah wanted that $1,000 should always have been yours. So $1,000 isn't really mine. Right? So that's what everyone speaks about, the galgal hachozer ba'olam. The world that you think you went to Sai Sims, and you think, oh, because I went to Sai Sims, I'm going to earn a lot of money. It could be that, you know, some yeshiva college guy is going to end up earning more than you. Yeah, Shalom?
How do you know it's not a different poor guy?
What?
How do you know it's not a different poor guy stuff?
So I know the guy who gave the simen. Remember, the case is I find the item, some other guy gives the simen. I know that guy, right? And I know he is rich. So I, as a poor man, have no lifnim mishuras hadin to return it to the rich guy. That's what emerges. Okay. A few.
Does that make sense?
What?
Does that make sense? Wait,
does
that make sense?
Lefnim mishuras hadin is only if I have enough for myself. So then, if I'm an usher, I should go above the letter of the law and return it. But if I'm an ani and the owner, in quotes, is an usher, then I don't have lefnim mishuras hadin to return to him. Right, that's exactly what the Mordechai is saying, based on this next piece of Gemara.
But the easier route is not to make an attempt to just say it's not halacha.
The easier route would be to say that lefnim mishuras hadin is not right, is not a real halacha. I once had a case like this in the Din Torah that we felt that me'ikar hadin so and so was potter, but maybe there's a chi of lotzei sidei shamayim, because the Gemara says that damages are de grama, right? There's a chi of latsesi de shamayim. So the dayanim, well, we had a disagreement about should we include latsesi de shamayim in the psak of Bezdin. Right? When Bezdin writes the psak, so do we write that Reuven, you're not obligated to pay Shimon any money because of the damage that you did to Shimon was indirect? Or do I say, Reuven, technically you're not obligated, but you have a latsesi de shamayim issue? Right, that you should be right, and do we also include like the frumkeit in the psak? So I was outvoted on this entire. I wanted to include the frumkeit. It was a grumma damage type of situation. Someone didn't apply for a insurance policy and it caused damage to somebody else, etc.
Is that a that's the dynam's choice to?
So we were discussing, I mean, we have to write the psak halacha however we write it. The way you do it is that the dayanim sit down, they get together, and they write a paper to say, the case happened so and such and such and such and such, and we, the dayanim, understand that Reuven is chayiv and Shimon is pater for the following reasons. That's how you write a psak, right? But should we include the lotzeis yidei shamayim? I'm assuming that lotzeis yidei shamayim is similar to what Nim Meshur's Hadin, and I have a raya, by the way, from the Mordechai. The Mordechai brings proof that you're chayiv by a case of lefnim mishuras hadin from a different gemara that uses the word latzei sidei shamayim. So I think it's the same type of idea. So l'cha'ora, it's 2 days in the Rama, no? About whether Bezdin should force you, right? And as if we
Torah says you're not.
Torah says that you're not chayiv. to be kofel off. Let's say says right.
It's Tov Yashar.
What?
The Torah says Tov Yashar.
Okay, and that's following the Rush, Lecha Ora. That makes perfect sense. Okay, say there. Let's learn Taisus in, but we'll learn the Taisus out of order, with your permission. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first Taisus, Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. How do I know that there is a halacha of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin? Where does it come from in Judaism? Zok Taisus, Me Asher Ya'asun Nafgalon Nekamon Bepirkin. But the Gemara later on in the Perek. Now that Gemara is about a Zakein ve'eino lefichvoldo. Now Zakein could mean, it's Machlokas Rambam and Rush what it means. Either Zakein means a Talmud Chacham, or Zakein means an elderly man. Right? But certain times, the way Rav Shechter always says it all, when we talk about Zakein ve'eino lefichvoldo, is he says, let's say Rav David Lifshitz is walking down Amsterdam Avenue and he sees some woman's underwear. You think he should pick up the woman's underwear and hang up signs? If anyone lost whatever, they should contact David Lifshitz? Right? Achora?
Why is that for a rabbi, though? I don't understand. It's also, that's really my cover to pick up girls' underwear, also.
Maybe not. I mean, it depends.
Is a din that it's either considered an insult to the Kavod HaTorah, or it's an insult for an elderly person who we are supposed to respect elderly people to engage in certain activities that are viewed as demeaning.
So therefore, your part, again, maybe the case, you're telling that the case of a woman's underwear, maybe.
Okay, why is it only for a dog and somebody that you have to honor? Like, everybody should, like, I'm saying that some things are not.
Some things are objectively objectively not bakavadik.
Yeah.
You're raising a good point, and maybe the mushroom that I'm giving is a little extreme, but let's talk about, for David Lifshitz, I imagine, even finding a men's jacket is ein lefich voidai. Right? To hang up signs, hey, right? Okay, let's say that. I mean, we have to look at it. Is there any item that the halacha considers so such a bazillion that it's considered like ein lefich voidai for anybody? Aryeh. Yeah.
Another source.
Berkowitz.
Berkowitz. One second. It's very interesting. I don't know anymore, but there's some halacha that zakin or chacham. When you see your friend's donkey struggling with the weight, you don't have to help him because you're a zakin or a chacham,
yeah.
Right? But the Gemara says even though you're a zakin, you should still help them.
Yeah.
So where's that here?
Right?
And it's just din. A Zakin Veidon Fichvoide doesn't have to return an Aveda. But, right, the Chazal Darshan, Zakin Veidon Fichvoide, the Haggadah, must give back in a Fichvoide. Let's say it would be my item. I would also not pick it up. It's so not Bakovedic for me. Let's say I lost my own pair of underwear in Old Amsterdam Avenue. I wouldn't pick it up. It's not a Fichvoide for my own thing. So therefore, I'm not chayiv to return your thing to you also. The measuring stick that we use is always, would you pick it up for yourself? Okay, that's it then.
But then we keep me Aisha
anyways. Huh?
When
you keep me Aisha? Let's say there's no Yeah, I should say he's a kid. Hey, you know, pick it!
No, that's like almost definition huge Yosha, because he's like, if I would pick it up, no one else would.
No, not necessarily, because the only reason I'm not picking it up is because I know that I'm me, and I know that's a passage for me to pick it up. But you don't know that this is my underwear, so you might.
So if you're not going to pick up your underwear, you still think someone else might?
Why not? Because the person who picks it up doesn't know whose it was. And it's not an insult to go and. It's not as much of an insult to go and claim the item. Okay, whatever it is, the Gemara on Daf Lamed says, by Zaki Me'eno Lefich Vodo, that Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, you do return the item. A zakim lefichvoide goes above the strict halacha and should return the item, and that's derived from the pasuk v'hodata lohem es haderech. Taisus is saying that even though our Gemara doesn't quote any pasuk for lefnim mishuras hadin, but the makar in all of Shas of lefnim mishuras hadin, or at least the makar in second parak bava mitzia for lefnim mishur is hadin. Comes in that pasuk in Parshas Yisro, v'hodat olahem es haderech yelchu ba. Good? Agreed? Tema. Dilo maisi krahacha. Kine maisi krahma, b'uvda d'reb Yishmael. Uba hagoyiz ol kama, b'uvda d'reb chiyya. B'maradunne lo shulchani v'nim sarah. Ukamam b'sol perka umnin maisi krahachrina l'man telach b'derech tovim. Shehu midivrei kabbalah. Mishavikra da asher ya'asun shehu midivrei Torah. So Tosfos is asking, the way I read it, a few different kashas in this challenge. Kasha 1. How come Bava Metziah Chaf Dalet Amid Beis does not bring any pasuk of Lifnim Mishuris Hadin, where elsewhere in Shas we bring a pasuk? Kasha 2 is different Gemaras bring different psukim. The Gemara at the end of Perek HaUmnin talks about a case like this. There are guys who have the technical job of being schleppers. Right? They are barrel schleppers. And what does a schlepper do? He schleps. So he's carrying a barrel or something, right? And he drops it and it breaks it in a pshia sort of way that they would have to pay. So the schlepper should be chayiv to pay for the barrel that he broke. So then, what the guy whose barrel was broken did is he went and he stole the shirt. Not really stole, I should say. He appropriated it as payment. He stole the shirt of the schlepper. He says, "Schlepper, you broke my barrel. You owe me $10. I'm taking your shirt that's worth $10." Right? So they asked, right? So they come to Rav, and Rav says they should return the shirt. Frek the Gemara, why should you return the shirt? Right? L'cha oira, you had a right to take it. So the answer that the Gemara gives is, l'fnim mishuris hadin, you should return the shirt, because of, right, this is the shirt and the schlepper case, right, you should return the shirt, in the shirt and the schlepper case, based on the pasuk leman telef b'derech tovim or something, which is also a nice fancy way of saying with nimishuris hadin. Be good, upright, right? Like, you know, you go to business school here. They don't just teach you law, they teach you ethics also. Right? Leman telef b'derech tovim, it's ethical. So Tosfos is really asking two kashas. How come our Gemara has no pasuk, right? The Gemara on Lamed has a pasuk of Vahidat. Right? At first, I assume that Argo is based on Vahidat Olahem. It's based on Vahidat Olahem, but we don't mention the pasuk explicitly. How come sometimes we mention the pasuk explicitly and sometimes we don't? And how come on that page Yimo, we mention a different pasuk? That is the Yisod that Tosfos asks. These are powerful kashas in terms of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Yeah?
So Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, basically like the ethical superseding halacha, in a certain sense?
Yes, going beyond. Right? Halacha, right? The way I like to say this is what my Rebbe, Rabbi Walter Wurzberger, used to teach philosophy here in Yeshiva College, and he was the show rabbi when I grew up. Rabbi Wurzberger wrote in his book, The Ethics of Responsibility, I think that's what his book is called, he wrote that halacha is a floor, not a ceiling. Right? And that's the basic yisod. In other words, halacha tells me, as a bare minimum, you're potter. Taki, you don't have to pay. But you want to be a mensch. You don't want to just do the bare minimum.
So where's the mensch come from, though? Is that just...
V'hidat olam eshad derech yehubah. Hashem says you should teach them the proper path to take. That's what it means. V'hidat olam eshad derech yehubah. The idea of chinuch isn't just to teach you technical laws, am I chayev or am I potter? But sometimes it's after Yeyush, return the item anyway. Why? It's the right thing to do. And the job of Rav on Daf Pei Gimel is to say it's the right thing to do, return it. So, you know, this is Rav Aaron Lichtenstein deals with this problem in his article about natural law, whether there's an ethics beyond halacha. Right? Lifnim Rishon HaSadin is beyond halacha, but it's also part of halacha. Right? There's strict halacha, and then there is kedoshim tiyu. Kedoshim tiyu is halacha, but it's also beyond halacha. Kedoshim tiyu means separate yourself from anything that people might look askance upon, no? Is it halacha or is it not halacha? Well,
Halacha.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because the whole idea of Kedoshim Tiyu is to separate stuff, not to be a novel Bershus HaTorah. I'm talking about within the Ramban's definition. Novel Bershus HaTorah means that the Torah gives sanction. The Torah says if I want to eat 7 shawarmas a day, I can. I probably couldn't. But you guys, if you'd want to eat 7 shawarmas a day, you could, right? But that would be novel Bershus HaTorah. Right?
Therefore it's usher.
Not usher.
It's not usher, but it's improper.
But isn't that... But you're saying...
But it's part of halacha. Again,
right,
this
right,
is the
right,
paradox
right,
that Rabbi Lichtenstein sets up.
Yeah.
That requires a lot of thought.
Yeah.
But it's halacha. I can't say it's not a din. It's halacha. But it's halacha to go beyond the strict din. Now, again, according to those Rishonim, that lifnim mishuras hadin is not something that Bezin is kaifa upon, I understand it very well. Because if Bezin is not kofar, that means that Bezin won't force me to do it, but I should know what's right. But if Bezin is kofar on lefnim mishuras hadin, then the question is compounded. Right? Bezin will force me to do something. So that means it's halacha. Right? But it's not. But, right? Then we get another problem. Okay, fine. So, there's a lot to do. Yeah.
Does it even matter if it's halacha? As long as it's korah and it's abiding, like, it doesn't matter what you call it.
You know what? It matters in the sense of, are you a bum if you don't do it? If I don't daven shachris, I'm a bum. Right? If I don't, I don't know. Right? Like, some sort of frumkeit.
It's like a
hiddur mitzvah idea, right? I don't think I'm a bum if I don't do a hiddur mitzvah, right? I might not be the best guy ever, but I'm not a bum, right? If I have a plate, right? You know, like you have, was it saying the Aveira song? If you have the tzitzis without the stripes, you have the tzitzis without the stripes, you're not a bum, right? It's a kasha and Aveira song, right? Weiter. So Tosis has this stira, right? About what's the source of Nimshur Sedin. So Tosis answers, V'yishlom, Adol Maisi Kord Asher Ya'asun Abomakam Shachirim Chayavim V'hu Pater. Kimo, Maradinar Da'achirim D'bo L'melav Chayavim V'bchiyo D'lo Boi L'melav Pater. The case of the Gemara in Bava Kama is I show you a coin. You are going to be putter, because you're an expert. The din is, if I give you bad advice, and based on my bad advice, you act, so I could be chayiv to pay. That's a dina de garmi din. Right? Bava Kama Daf Kuf is all about dina de garmi. Right? It's an indirect damage, but it's a type of indirect damage that's actionable at Bezin Paskins that you're chayiv for. I'm only chayiv, though, if it's the type of thing that I should have learned. I'm responsible. I should have learned the din, but I didn't learn it properly. But if it is not something that I should have learned, so I'm going to be potter. Reb Chiya knew everything already. He's an expert. So you can't say about Reb Chiya that he should have learned, but Stam Azay, he made a mistake. So if it's a type of Lufnim Mishur Sadim that I'm doing what others are obligated to do, so then we learn from the Pasuk of Asher Ya'asun. Zotos is the Lifnim Mishur Sadin in our Gemara is different than the Lifnim Mishur Sadin over there. Because in our Gemara, no one in the world is Chayiv. A Mokim Shirov Nachrim, no one is Chayiv. So therefore, it's not based on Vahodat Olahem Es Haderech. Vahodat Olahem Es Haderech means that the Halacha says some people are Chayiv, some people are Potter. So therefore, a guy who's Potter should do what the other people who are Chayiv are doing. Right? But if everyone is Potter, so then we cannot learn from Vahodat Olahem Es Haderech. Meaning to say, I think the Pshat in Tosis is he is now changing from what he said in the first line. Tosis in the first line begins by saying that our Gemara does not quote a Pasuk of Lifnim Mishur Sadin, and we're really learning from Vahodat Olahem. Now Tosis is changing. Now Tosis is saying, you know what? There's another type of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. There's a type of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin that is not based on the Pasuk. If it's not based on the Pasuk, we call that it's based on the Svara. And the Svara is Kevon She'enoi Mischaser Mimona. You're not losing any money. It was found money. You're not losing anything. Therefore, hasvara no senes that you should return it. It's not from the pasuk of vohodata lahem. Vohodata means a situation that most people are chayiv, others are potter. You're trying to do to something that other people are chayiv in. That's case bays of the lefnim mishuras hadin. Right? The category case. The case that, right, category of people, right, some people are chayiv, some people are potter, then I learn from the hodata.
Why would that not be svara tenis in here?
The svara is not no senis because I'm a different type of person than these guys are. Right? So I can't, the svara, the same svara that I'm not losing money.
But I mean, yeah,
because I'm not, especially if zakei ben lofi chvayde means, that I'm a Talmud Chacham. On the one hand, maybe I should. On the other hand, I'm a Talmud Chacham. It's a passage.
Okay.
Right? So therefore, I can't say that because I'm not Mischaser Mamon, I shouldn't return it. Because there are other people also who are not Mischaser Mamon and have to return it. Remember, in the case of Zaki and Ben Al-Fichfoto, no one is Mischaser Mamon.
Okay.
Some people return it. Some people have to return it. Other people don't return it. That's why I need a pasuk. The pasuk tells me, you know what? Don't put yourself in a different category than the people who are chayiv to return it. You should try to be betoch ami anochi
yoshaves. You would have thought that you're special,
right?
But number one is just a case where
number one is a case that no one in the world would have to return it. But we're saying everyone should. But it's proper for everyone to return. It's not that you're special, right? And then Tosis says that the third type of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, the case of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin that we learn from the pasuk of Leman Teilach B'Derech Tovim, the case of the shirt and the schleppers. So there is a hefsid. So because there's a hefsid, we can't learn from the din of. We can't learn from the pasuk of the Hodata. Okay? In other words, the case of Roman Taylor is when there is a hefsid. According to Tosis, there's effectively three different types of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Right? The standard type of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin is that one category of people are chayiv, one category of people are potter. Don't make yourself special. The proper approach is to be a regular yid, not to be different. Right? And by the way, it's Yom Chulban, the plural, that everyone should go in it. That is the source of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin in category B. That's normal Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Our Gemara is abnormal Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Our Gemara is Lefnim Mishuras Hadin based on the Svara. Right? The Svara is, you're not losing anything, there's no return it. The third category of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin is a unique category. That's not a Do'i Raisa. Tosus is saying that categories A and B of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin is that there's a din d'ayraisa to do Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Vaydach l'hamis ha'derech yehuba. A svara is also d'ayraisa. The man tenach l'derech tovim is a pasuk where? In Mishlei or something?
Probably.
Right? Sounds like the Mishlei. Right? The pasuk in Mishlei, that's a din d'rabbanon. Because you're losing money. Oh, whenever you lose money, you still want me to be from? That's rabbinic, that's not d'ayraisa. That's the yisod of Tosus. Comes along Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in his Chidushim on. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky was a Rosh Hashiva in Ponovich, no?
Whoa.
Yep.
He was a son-in-law of Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank.
You know, Ponovich has an Israeli flag up.
On Yom HaTzma'ut, that's correct. Right? In Yom HaTzma'ut.
The Rosh didn't like that, but the other guy did. Somebody else. Who was the other guy there?
Reb David Kovarsky?
No. Who is
the
one that is like
the Punavish Rav Kahanan?
Yeah, yeah.
So Rav Kahanan is the one who got with the government and got money, yeah. That's like yeah, that's a famous story. Okay. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky develops a shir which is interesting, But he says it's against all the Rishonim. But if you would ask him, he would say as follows. He would say that a Lefnim Yishur Sadin that's based on the Pasuk is the type of Lefnim Yishur Sadin that Bezdin can be kofer on. To go back to the Rush versus the Mordechai. If it's a Lefnim Yishur Sadin of categories on the board B and C, but a Lefnim Yishur Sadin based on a Pasuk of some sort, then we're kofer. But a Lefnim Yishur Sadin that's based on Svara, so I can't be kofer you based on Svara. You see, a pasuk, to be kaifa, Bezin needs a text. Bezin opens up a Gemara, they open up a Shulchan Aruch, and they say, ah, it says this, you do it. Something that's based on Svara, he's assuming maybe Bezin can't be kaifa on. Svara, no matter how good a Svara is, some people like it, others don't. So the Chiddush of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, again, it's against all the Rishonim, but it's an innovative idea. Because if you look through the Mordechai's Raya, that word kofet is from our Gemara that says Chayev. Mm-hmm. Chayev v'hachzir. According to Shmuel Rozovsky, you would never be kofet in our Gemara, because in our Gemara, no one is Chayev. Everyone, right, no one is Chayev to return the item. But even so, it's worth thinking about, because it's just an interesting and innovative...
He
doesn't say what the difference is, right? It's possible, and Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is like moving to that next step, right? It's possible that according to Tosis, there's a distinction within the din of Kfiyah. Tosis doesn't say it, but and if you would say that, it would be against both the Rush and the Mordechai, but it's an interesting idea. Good. Let me just make two more points it's one point, but a machloikes on the sugya of Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. These points are made by, there's a great sefer on Chumash, the Chavatzelas Hasharon by Rabbi Karlbach. It's like a lumdish sefer. Shai Shechter used to learn with him in Eretz Yisrael. I love it. It's an awesome sefer, the Chavatzelas Hasharon. So the Chavatzelas Hasharon makes the following point. In my Rush, on the bottom of the Rush, I have something called the Kitzer Piskei HaRush, no? Which, according to some, was written by the Tor, according to others, is written by the Rush himself. Sometimes you have the Kitzer Piskei HaRush, right there. So look in Kitzer Piskei HaRush, Perek Beis, Simin Vav. And there's a tremendous Chiddush in the Kitzer Piskei HaRush, Perek Beis, Simin Vav. You have it? In some of the Gemaras, it's on the bottom of the page.
Oh, wait.
Perek Beis, which is what we're learning, Simen Vav.
Got it.
But you have it?
Yeah.
So read the Kitzur Piskei Rash. There's a tremendous Chiddush.
I can't
agree
with somebody else next to me. I'm not familiar with it.
Ooh!
I just can't do that. I hate
you. Here. Yoni.
No, I hate Yoni. I remember what it says. I didn't learn it.
I didn't learn it.
Okay, I'm sure tell you a lot of lies. Amatzo. Amatzo, Me'ari, Mado, Bardalus, Menachash. Yes, that.
Where am I going from?
Okay.
Read it to ourselves.
Read it to yourselves and tell me what it says.
Wait, let's read
the thing. Two.
Huh?
Above?
Osvav, yeah.
See, Yoni, you have it easier because I underline the key words.
Zuck the Rush. Anyone to try to plug it in? Or the Kitzer Piskei HaRush?
Are you saying Mefaris?
Oh!
Yeah, it's a huge Kiddush.
That's a big Kiddush.
That's weird.
You see, what is Lefnim Meshuras Hadin? All day we have been explaining the Lefnim Meshuras Hadin as I find an item, Bezdin says, keep it. Then some guy comes and he gives a simin, right? So then we say, oh, you should return to the guy, thank you, who gave the simin, lefnim meshuras hadin. Right?
So we understood, and by the way, if you look in the back of the Gemara, in the Perush of the Chachmas Manoach, he says it the normal way, that the Fnei Mishuras Hadin is Lahachzir. The Fnei Mishuras Hadin returned the item to the guy who gave the simen. But the Kitzer Piskei Harash tells me that the Fnei Mishuras Hadin Lahachriz. The Fnei Mishuras Hadin is that I announce it.
That's a very big chiddush.
I'll say it like this, gentlemen. The chakira within Mufnim Mishuras Hadin by Aveda is
the Mufnim Mishuras Hadin by Aveda, is it a din in Aveda? Or is the Mufnim Mishuras Hadin a din in Mominus in general? If it's a din in Aveda, then I have to act like all the laws of Aveda. But if it's a din of Mominus in general, so then I don't. If it's a din in Aveda, I have to be machriz. In other words, lifnim mishuras hadin, I take an item from makom shereiv nachrim and I announce it. And therefore, you can't keep anything. If I find an item, let's say we point that at Audubon Avenue, for sure, it's makom shereiv nachrim. I find an item on Audubon Avenue, am I supposed to announce it? The standard halacha, I would think, is that for sure you do not announce it. Right? If someone comes, if a yid comes and gives a simen, then I return it to him. But the Rosh, or the Kitzer Piskei Rosh, whoever wrote it, is saying, you know what? The Lefnei Mishuras Hadin is a din in Aveda. If it's a din in Aveda, so then I could say a bigger chiddush. I could say that the Rama in Choshen Mishpat is actually making a shtickle mistake, no? The Rambam Choshen Mishpat has a machloikas about whether we're kofer on Lefnim Mishuras Hadin in general or not. It could be that Lefnim Mishuras Hadin by Aveda is different than Lefnim Mishuras Hadin by anything else. And if we open up that box, so then we'd have to say a ton of lumdas as to why it's true, but we have to eat Sudas Yom Atzmaut. Yeah.
But the Gemara, when it introduces Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, it says, well, Yisrael,
the Gemara says, "Baisom Natan Basim." But even so, that didn't deter the Kitzer Piskei Harash from what?
I
don't
say he messed up and say the thing.
So you're saying, so I don't want to say that he made a mistake, but I'd rather say that he's telling me a chiddush that the fact that I returned to him is megala, and there's a special new din of Aveda, a new din within Hilchos Aveda that b'makom shirov nachrim I return it. Okay, guys, this is a very enjoyable sugya. Like most sugyas, let's eat the meal. It's going to be geshmat.